Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on sex, on dating, work, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter and we'll get it. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, today. And Tommy,
buckle up. Hold on tight. Let's go, baby. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right. Subject: my husband is raising my boyfriend's son. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm just going to jump right in and get to it. I'm married and he's married. We both have families. I have three kids and he has four kids. One of my kids is his. Our affair has been going on for 11 years and now we have a 2-year-old son. He left me when I told him that I was pregnant. We both agreed for me to terminate the pregnancy, but he refused to give me the money. So I changed my mind because deep down I wanted another child. I know it's his son but he questioned it. I did a sibling test to confirm that my husband could not be the father. The 2-year-old looks just like his real daddy and his real daddy's other kids. I'm writing this letter because my conscience is eating me alive. Every time that I look at my son, I know that I am living a lie that could destroy my son's life and two families. His daddy acts like he does not exist, and that makes me so angry, and I want to come clean and get it off my chest. We both were in this affair, and we both made this child. I am ready to tell my husband and his wife about our affair and my son. It has taken me 2 years to come to terms with what might happen when I tell the truth. Am I wrong for wanting to put an end to these lies, to the lies? Should I let my husband raise another man's child? I've been a nervous wreck. Please help me figure this out. what? You asked, should you let your husband raise another man's child? But isn't that what you've been doing for the last couple of years? Your husband has been raising another man's child. The lies are endless here. You've been with this man for 11 years. 11 years you've been having an affair on your husband and this man on his wife. He got mad when you got pregnant, refused to give you the money to terminate it. And deep down inside, you wanted another child anyway. So that's what you did. And I mean, you just kept the lie going and going and going and going. You say he questions the fact that it is his son. You did a sibling test to confirm that your husband is not the father. I think you're wanting to come clean for all the wrong and most selfish of reasons here. You will be destroying everything. You will be destroying your marriage, his marriage, your kids' lives. I mean, not destroying their lives, but I mean, you know, once they find out this is a lie, this is so many lives are involved in all of this. And just because you're mad at your baby daddy, I mean, really, do you really realize what you have done with all of this because you're mad at him? This 11-year affair, everything. I mean, this is just so wrong on every level. You know, I don't know how you're going to come clean and tell your husband this and he stay there and forgive you and all of those things. What do you want to happen? You just want to end the lies to get some relief for yourself, but you're going to destroy all these other people's lives. You're not wrong for wanting to put an end to the lies, but you know, no one should want to have to live with these kinds of lies, but doing this, you're going to destroy so many people, and including your son, once he finds out that the man he thinks is his dad isn't really his dad. I mean, the lies are endless here. You've told one lie after another, after another, after another. This, you say, please help you figure this out. This is a hard one to figure out, and I bet you have been a nervous wreck, but you did this. I mean, for 11 years now, for 11 years. I just feel sorry for your kids, your husband, the wife, and this 2-year-old son that you have with this man. Steve?
I have a problem here because yesterday I let Tommy do the letter. And Junior begged me, Unc, can I do a letter?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want this one.
Now, Junior, this one I think might be a little heavy for you.
This is heavy for everybody.
I wouldn't have done this if it was yesterday.
See, Junior, I don't think I'm let you do this.
No, not this one today, because I'm sitting over here like, woo.
Something a little lighter for this, Junior.
This is not the one I want to do on.
Yeah, something all right, a little
let's
lighter.
Go. All right.
Man.
This is a very difficult letter.
Yeah, it is.
I don't have any jokes for this, so let me just get to it. Because let me jump right into it is how she started. Best start of a letter I've ever had, though. I want this lady to know, I really respect her just coming clean. Let me just jump right into it. I'm married, he married. We both got families. I got 3 kids, he got 4. One of my kids is his. I'll be damned. Our affair been going on for 11 years, and now you got 2-year-old son. Then after you told him you was pregnant, he left you. See, this is where you start to find out how stank a dude really is. Not only stank for the 11-year affair, but now let me explain to you what you was having an affair with. You was having an affair with a man who once you told him you was pregnant, he left you. You have a 2-year-old son. He left when you told him you was pregnant. And then both of you agreed to terminate the pregnancy, but he refused to give me the money. How does that work? We both agreed to terminate the pregnancy, and then he refused to give me the money.
Wait, hold on, damn. Steve. Hold it right there, okay? We got to take a break right here. We'll have part 2 of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, my husband is raising my boyfriend's son. Yeah, this is a mess right here. We'll be back at 23 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, my husband is raising my boyfriend's son. Wow.
because this woman is married. She's dating a man that's married. They got kids. They both have families. She got three kids. He got four. And one of her kids is his. The affair been going on 11 years. They got a two-year-old son. And as soon as she told this married dude, who and she's married too, that she was pregnant, he left her. But before he left, they both agreed to terminate the pregnancy. And then he refused to give me the money. This dude trifling on a lot of levels. You do know you are too, but this dude's trifling. This goes to a whole nother level. So I changed my mind because deep down I wanted another child. I know it's his son, but he questions it. Then I did a sibling test to confirm that my husband could not be the father. I don't know what that means. Sibling test? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, anymore. I don't either.
A sibling test. I don't know.
I've heard, of course, DNA
testing. The two-year-old looked just like his real daddy and his real daddy's other kids. Now, you're writing this letter because you say your conscience is eating you alive. Every time I look at my son, I know that I'm living a lie. And that could destroy my son's life and two families. Then you mad because his daddy act like he does not exist. And that makes me so angry. The reason he don't act like he don't exist is because he questioned it in the beginning, whether it was his or not. Then he refused to pay the money for the terminate the pregnancy. And then he left you when he was pregnant. Why are you angry now? He trifling. Everything he's done is trifling. And all of a sudden you want him to be what? Righteous? Here's your problem. The man act like he don't exist, and that makes you angry. And I want to come clean and get it off my chest. We both were in this affair, and we both made this child. Here we go. Listen to this. I am ready to tell my husband and his wife about our affair. Well, listen to me, lady. You might not be able to tell both people. This could end very ugly after you make the announcement to one. See, if you go over there and tell his wife, she could do something to you. And if you go in there and tell your husband, he might do something to you. So you're in a tough spot.
Yeah.
It's taking you 2 years to come to terms with what might happen when I tell the truth. Am I wrong for wanting to put an end to the lies? Should I let my husband raise another man's child? I've been a nervous wreck. Please help me figure this out.
Exactly.
Ain't no way in the hell you need this letter, boy. We have so many problems here. Because if you go and tell your husband, this could end your family.
Yep.
If you tell his wife, it could end their family. And then your son is still left with a father who wants nothing to do with him.
Shut your damn mouth.
So now, if this man wants nothing to do with him, and you destroy your family who has a man who's raising this boy in it, and the real daddy don't want to have nothing to do with it. But then the ugliness that you got this man raising another man's child.
God, the lies.
That's the quandary you are in. Because I want you to go for the son's sake, be quiet so he can have a father in his life.
Right.
But then I feel bad because, wow, this dude is footing the bill thinking he got something that ain't really his. That boy belongs to you and another man.
And Steve, don't you think the reason she wants to tell him is so wrong too? Just because he doesn't want to be a part of the kid's life?
It's all anger. But she also, I truly believe that this woman is torn up on the inside.
I bet she is, yeah.
I truly believe that. And it is a horrible thing to know that this is not this man's boy. And you got this man raising him.
With that lie.
But if you love the man so much, you was with another man for 11 years.
11 years.
So I'm trying to figure out how you so concerned with the fact that he raising this boy that's not his when you was passing out your cookie that he thought was his.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a problem, ma'am. This really ain't a joke letter right here. You have a real situation.
Yeah.
I think that because it's such a long deceit, this man should take care of his kids, but he don't want to. And then he has a father that thinks he is the father and he's taking care of him. Mm-hmm. So I hate to ruin the boy's life and he end up with no daddy at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have to carry this one to your grave.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unless that man comes around and goes, I want to take care of my son. But as long as he's in denial, man, I think you should leave that. Leave his dirty ass over there.
All right, you can post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, sex trafficking. We know that it is major in this country and around the world. We're going to delve into that and talk about it when we come back at 46 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.